All right, brother man, I'll tune in.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Chris Fowley.
Just as the sun strikes through the 95 BFM studio, Chris Fowley graces us with his presence for Marijuana Media.
Still yes. Pole position in cannabis law reform, Chris Fowley.
He's always making it weird. He makes it weird, eh?
He makes it weird.
I feel like mine are like obscurely weird, but his are kind of like,
creepy,
a little bit
too.
Close.
No.
It's the sun shining in my eyes. You've got a great glow on you.
Yes, hey. It's pretty good.
What's going on, Chris Fowley?
Funny, it could be like this all the time. Mate, this week it has been all on, of course, with the release of the government's consultation document on the medical cannabis scheme. That
What's
was
in it?
Yesterday.
What does it contain?
It contains something like 103 pages or something ridiculous. It's a long document, and hopefully the regulations won't be so long and complex, because it took me pretty much all of yesterday and last night to read it and read it again and kind of get my head around it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's...
Is it big words in there? Or?
No, actually, you know, to be honest, there's a lot of... There's quite a few bits where it's surprisingly vague and kind of saying, hey, we'll work on this and get back to you.
But also kind of paragraphs are a bit long or... What's the vibe?
Oh, no, not that. Okay. It's just daunting. If you look at it at first, you go, whoa, that's a big document. But you can pick and choose. So the consultation's open now. It goes for 4 weeks only, right? It's a real short process because they've got to get the scheme up and running in December, which was something that we and the medical cannabis community really pushed for, was a timeline, right? So it didn't drag on for years and years and years. The law went through 12 months, got built in, thanks to the Greens as well for putting that amendment in. And... that 12 months is up in December, so they've got a lot of work to do, and so what we're really pushing for, I guess, is to try and get it all done in December, not just some recommendations about what the regulations are going to be, but let's get licensing, let's get growing and this summer, because if we kind of just leave it up to the timetable that the officials kind of are working to and want to happen, they won't start licensing till the middle of the next year, and then companies will be lucky if they're growing that next summer. And of course that's after the referendum even, so that wasn't the plan was to get medical up and running well in time before the referendum.
Right.
So you know, we've got to push for that, but I guess if we take a step backwards, what it's doing is some really cool things. It's actually going to legalize medical cannabis and allow production right here in New Zealand, allow producers to make products that they can't do now, allow doctors to prescribe them that they can't now. So it does a whole lot of really cool things. It gets the Ministry of Health out of the equation almost completely, but The rules around prescribing that I think they're proposing are a little bit more conservative than what most people are pushing for. And for example, most medical cannabis products that become available under the scheme will be what's called an unapproved product. And that's because they won't have gone through full clinical trials like a regular medicine. And the whole point of that is that's a very difficult and long process to do. Companies typically spend about $1 billion to do it. And cannabis isn't something novel invented in the lab that really should go through that process. It's been around forever. And we know a lot more about it than something that's just been invented. So it kind of needs its own process.
Is it because there's just so many different types of it?
That's part of it, is it's variable. That's one of the issues around making it standardized to that kind of regular pharmaceutical grade.
Yeah.
And running all the, because it's a plant and it's more difficult to kind of say, well, I own that IP, I guess.
I'm sure.
So people haven't been putting the same research in compared to it as if they'd invented something.
I'm sure I've asked you this before, but is there something similar in a similar compound that we've kind of grasped with, like in the opioid realm or something like that, that has been pharmaceutical, like something like that? Is there anything that has come before that we can...
Well, you have your own endocannabinoid system, of course. That's what's come before, is what every vertebrate on the planet has, is these endocannabinoids, and that's what the theory basically is that people having a dysfunction of their endocannabinoids for one reason or another, whether that be genetics or environment or whatever, they've got something out in a part of their system or all of it, and that is responsible for the condition they've got.
Right.
And that's why A lot of these conditions have been of unknown cause, perhaps, because people just have not known that the system even existed. They can't see it, they didn't know anything about it until fairly recently.
And it's massive,
and it might be why these cannabinoids, when they plug in, seem to do these effects for such a wide variety of conditions.
Radical things.
So a lot of research still to be done. One of the things that's missing, I guess, from the scheme is research. It doesn't really cover that, which I thought was interesting. And as someone who has a startup medical cannabis company that we're trying to do some research, and I was looking at it with that kind of lens last night as well, and thinking, how is this going to encourage that? And I'm not quite sure I really saw what I was hoping for in there.
Okay.
For example, they've got some limitations on what you can do with in terms of dose delivery and products. You can't do controlled dose delivery, for example, and yet that's exactly what doctors and pharmacists really want. It's what patients want.
Yeah.
What's controlled dose delivery?
Well, where you modify the bioavailability so that it's controlled, so that it's even and steady rather than a peak and a trough,
and that's
for
what
example.
I'm saying. So the marijuana can't be unique to, can't be the first thing that's ever needed to have that. So is there anything before that that we've needed to kind of...
There's lots of things before it, but that's what they have to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to go through that process.
It's kind of like an analog product in the sense that it's a natural thing.
Can I just jump in? Are you saying, say, morphine, which is commonly found in medicine and pain relief, would that have gone through a similar testing process that cannabis is now having to go through?
Well, you know,
I'm
not an expert on morphine.
Like, it's been around forever. What I'm saying is that's something. Opium has been around forever and ever, and we know its effects. We know it's addictive. We know it does all these things.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I'm picturing it probably hasn't had to go through the rigors of modern science to get approval. It's just
people. It's been around for so long, and it's evolved with us.
Yeah.
And it's been synthesized, I guess, to the point where they really don't even use it anymore. Now, fucking fentanyl and all that crap.
It's interesting because those ones were part of the whole Reefer Madness campaign too, but they stayed available in the medical thing. So that's kind of weird in its own right. But anyway, that is what it is. So what they're doing is they're basically saying, should we only have a GMP system, which is what the existing pharmaceutical one is now, or should we also have what's called GPP? And that's what Canada does. And that's what lets medical... providers have bud and flower and oil, which is typically how patients want it, but it's also what lets them provide it quickly. GMP takes a lot longer to get to that standard, a lot more money up front, for example, potentially, but more you have to do a few runs and kind of do your validation and just kind of throw a whole lot of stuff away before you can get to market. So GPP is what Canada did. Well, you can do both, right? So companies can choose to do both. If they want to export, they're going to have to be GMP. If they're GPP, which is this easier one that they can do, so they can get to market here quicker and help patients sooner, and can be a cheaper price, but they won't be able to export. So there's kind of pluses and minuses, and it will also affect, they will never be able to have it counted as what's called an approved product if you're under GPP.
Oh, right.
So you will forever be in the kind of, you can't talk about your product.
What you're talking about is kind of like, it's not, like we're not long term. It's kind of not an issue. You're just kind of talking about the first year. It's going to
Is it, mate. And it might change, but you know we've got to get it right because things can get locked in and things don't. You know, think of the Pharmac model. How long have we had that? You know, since the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, things stick around for a while, so we do have to get it right.
Yeah.
So that's why they're doing this consultation, to try and get a really wide variety of views.
So this is out for people to read now and
right
make
now,
comments.
Yep.
Where do I go?
On.
What
you can you can go to health.gov.nz and you'll find it there. But I don't know how easy. If you go to Normal OrgNZ, it's right there on the homepage. We've got a link right there, so you can go to it.
Cool.
And in the next few days or so, we'll try and do some sort of guide and kind of go through it, because there's a lot there. But certainly, there's been some really good media coverage this week. The Herald did a really good story. Derek Chang, if you want to, we also put that on our Facebook. If you want a particularly good summary of just all that's going on in it, I'd recommend reading that one. And Radio New Zealand had some good views as well. But one thing I also just wanted to touch on before we go, and that's the equity aspect. The consultation doc makes a big deal about this at the beginning, about equity being a prime outcome. And that's in terms of access to medicine, that equity, but also access to the benefits of any industry, that those benefits are enjoyed by a wide variety of people. And for example, people that have been particularly disadvantaged by the previous approach. should perhaps be favoured by the model so that they can enjoy the benefits of it, right? Mm. So that's what it says up front. But then when you look through it, they're maintaining that no criminal records for cannabis, you're out, right? Mm. So you can't be an applicant, you can't be a company director.
Cannabis conviction.
Cannabis conviction, any drugs conviction. Okay. Cannabis conviction.
A potential expert.
Of 20 years. It says the clean slate will apply. But if that's, I guess, so a minor drugs conviction older than 7 years, you won't have to disclose. But it all comes down to police vetting, and the clean slate doesn't apply to police vetting. So the police could still raise it as an issue, even if it's a minor drugs conviction from ages ago. So that's a bit weird. And they're also still requiring that you have to have your premise up front, and that kind of keeps that side of the industry to people who own property. Mm. It means you have to have a farm or an industrial property or you're not going to be able to apply.
Okay.
So that's also a bit weird. Places like Canada and in Illinois that we've talked about, they let you apply on paper, and then once you've got your permit, you could then have a certain amount of time to go out and find a property that complies.
That's the thing. A complying property is quite complex because it can't be seen from the road, and there's all these like weird little things, like you got to jump through all sorts, which is fair enough, but
it's all doable, but it's about how do we write it so that ordinary people can be involved, and ordinary farmers and horticulturalists and say people who have Māori land, how are they going to fit in with this? If you have to have this kind of permission and that, well, how does that fit in with that structure?
So, yeah, totally. We're a unique country in that sort of aspect. So this is all good, I guess.
Right on. So yeah, head on to Normal Organs Ed and you can see the link there, and we'll pop up more information as it comes to hand.
Right on. Thank you, Chris.
Chris Fowley, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Always informative.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.